Are you ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
She has been excused.
Councilmember Bisbee?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
So the first item on the agenda is the agenda review and approval. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have no appointments, announcements, proclamations, or presentations. I would accept a motion for the consent agenda.
I move that we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's time for our first public comments. Persons wishing to address council may step up to the podium and state their name and city and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. The next item on the agenda is a resolution number 181275 approving contract with BLS for business licensing service. Ms. Kincaid.
Good evening. So this agenda bill is a resolution to authorize the mayor to sign this contract. I think over the course of a month or so, we've talked to you a little bit about what the BLS is all about. So the state of Washington is requiring that cities and counties that offer, or not offer, that require business license, general business licenses, they have to go partner with the state of Washington. So it's they've created a one-stop business licensing sort of a site now. So the city is, it needs to be a partner. They're calling us a BLS partner. And one step of that is to sign this contract that you have attached to the mayor to sign the contract that's attached to the resolution. The service does not cost the city. The whole intent is it's supposed to streamline things and make it easier for business people so that there's no fee to the city to become a partner, and the state then will do really all the administrative work that the city is doing now on the business licenses. We will still be charging our same fee. We will not change our business licensing fee. The state will collect that when people go to the website, Department of Revenue website, to register for their business license. So the state will collect our fee. They're going to collect some administrative fee that they will get. And then each month they'll do a direct deposit to the city for that amount of money. Do you have any questions about this BLS program that I may be able to answer?
I think we've talked about this a couple times, right?
Right. I was going to say that we were just talking about it in the work study for the budgets, and I think, you know, I think there's some goodness in all of this because it'll take some effort away from the city that they've been doing, and we still get the same amount of money back to us. So I think it's a good idea, and it's an administrative function. I kind of equate it kind of like our stormwater bill that we pushed to King County. Let them do the heavy work. Let them make the automatic deposits, and then we just break in the money. So I think it's a good idea.
We actually don't really have a lot of choice.
I know
the state of Washington, you know how they just sort of, you know, they make these laws and so that
you will have to do it. But the other comment that was made during the work study is that some other cities that have already implemented this have found that there are businesses
more,
or contractors, I would think specifically, that are now paying for licenses within the cities because, number one, they're aware. that they have to have a business license.
Yeah, I think that's what I've been...
That might be more goodness to the city, too.
Yeah, and I think that will probably be what we'll see, because people know that if they're going to open a business in the state of Washington, they have to have their Washington business state business license, because they have to pay and file tax returns. A lot of times a city business license just kind of falls through the cracks. So by partnering and having those two be handled through the state, we will probably see more city licenses being issued. That's right.
That's a good idea.
Councilmember Stout?
I think when this was presented to us, there was another option, but it was much more complicated and much more expensive, that if we could keep our own business license in-house, but then we would have to jump through a lot more hoops to make everything happen. Am I wrong?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of different things, and when we get done talking about the contract part, I had prepared a memo. I don't see it in this packet. I don't know if you received it, but I'll just explain this other part of being a partner on the state business licensing. But the state, when they passed the legislation, they said you've got two options. You partner with us, the state, the Department of Revenue, or you join this. It's called File
Local.
And that was the other pathway that we could have taken. Now, the File Local, when we researched it, was really not going to be a good fit. It's like a private vendor. They're doing Tacoma and Seattle and collecting B&O taxes, and it just wasn't
more established cities.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I move to adopt resolution number 18-1275 to authorize the mayor to enter into BLS agreement contract number K169 with the Washington State Department of Revenue for business licensing services.
Second that. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So the next item on the agenda was the Planning Commission recommendation of a comprehensive plan, and Chairman McCain was supposed to be here, but I believe Barbara is going to present.
That's right. Mayor, if I could back up a little bit and talk a little more about the some of the stuff on the state business licensing besides the contract.
Okay.
Thank you. I believe that Mr. Linehan also presented these options, and we need to, so besides the contract, the city has to revise its ordinance, business licensing ordinance. And in order to do that, and the state said, well, there's some things that you have to have in your ordinance, and before we can actually start doing that draft work to bring to you, we need some guidance from you. There's kind of like a couple of major points here. One of them is that the state is exempting businesses that do business in the city but don't have a business entity in the city. So they're outside of the city, but they do conduct business in our city. The state is exempting them from having to get a business license if they have a threshold of $2,000 or less. So that's kind of where we start with this. The state's this is what the state has put in their legislation. However, the state said if you want to have a higher threshold for your exemption, you can. So that's one kind of option. And in the memo that I prepared for you, my recommendation is that we probably should stick to the $2,000 threshold. That's what the other cities are doing, and it just doesn't really make sense to raise that to $5,000, because we could actually lose some licenses for people that are doing business outside or located outside but doing business inside. So that was one of the options. The other one on this whole threshold thing is the state said, well, the other thing you could do is have a threshold And they're still going to be exempt from having to pay for a business license, but city, if you really want to issue a business license, you can for no charge. So that was the other kind of option for us, which, again, my recommendation on that is that doesn't really make sense. I would like to have you give me my marching orders that in our draft ordinance that we could adopt the $2,000 threshold that's the state's, and that would be an exemption. That's one thing I'd like to ask for you to consider and approve tonight so we could move forward. And then the other one is there are some types of business activities, like right now we have a solicitor's license that fall into, they're not like a general business license. We could create a regulated business license for some activities that we do want to track because they may have more impacts in our community, like a door-to-door salesman, like somebody coming in with a food truck or something. They potentially, with that $2,000 threshold, would be totally exempt, and we wouldn't have any way to regulate any of the possible impacts that they could have in our community. So, again, I would say let's adopt that $2,000 threshold for the exemption for businesses that are outside, but let's entertain the idea of creating our own regulatory business license just on if we bring back sort of an identification of certain types of businesses that we really probably want to know when they come into our city, regardless of how much they're charging, how much they're earning in our city. David, did you want
to? Yeah, I would just tack onto that. If you do want to establish a regulatory license for certain types of activities that you think maybe you want to keep a closer eye on, like Barb was talking about, you couldn't charge for that license as long as they're falling below the $2,000 exemption, but you could still require the licensing activity to be monitored.
So. Councilmember Wisniewski.
I think in our committee we talked the other day about maybe possibly doing a special carve-out for special events and not-for-profits, right? So
yes.
If they're coming in for like an event, right, and they may make more than $2,000 for that day, but they probably won't be in Black Diamond again that year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making a carve-out for special events like Tough Mudder and little things like, that
and,
happen
and
once a year.
Barb could correct me because she might have looked at it more recently than I have, but I think you already have an exemption that would remain in the code for certain types of nonprofit organizations that just wouldn't be subject to this scheme at all. They would be carved out, period. I think that's right.
We do for the nonprofits, but we don't address the special events. So we may want to look at that.
Yeah.
Is there any further discussion?
I guess so. What you're looking for from the council tonight is a consensus on the $2,000
yes.
threshold.
Yes.
And then you will work with Mr. Linehan and at some point in the future come up with the ordinance revision that needs to be done.
Soon, because it has to be done by the end of the year.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've got lots on our plate in the next couple months. So personally, I think that's fine. I think the net gain is good for the city.
And so. The regulatory, do you want us to also sort of draft that into the ordinance, the regulatory?
Is that a normal thing that you would do?
Yeah, it's not unheard of. We would just, I mean, I guess Barb and I could work to suggest a few types of business activities that would be subject to that and bring them to you for your consideration. And mm-hmm. you could say yes or no to each one of those categories, or if you had others that you wanted to add, we could go back and add them in, but.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I didn't want to even start down that path if you think that that's probably not something that you want to do, though.
I mean, one consideration you might want to talk about is for them is, how much administrative process or burden would that place on staff if we were going to adopt any sort of additional regulatory component?
Well, we currently have a solicitor's license, so we would I would imagine we would just continue with that and just broaden that, kind of broaden that category and that language out. And so in terms of the administrative, you know, I don't think that we're talking about a lot of administrative work. I don't think we issue a lot of these. And to be truthful, I'm interested in the in having the, you know, the ability to go out if I get a call from a citizen that says that this is happening, to be able to go out and ask them to leave because I have something to enforce. And if we don't have that language, you know, they can come in and do it. So.
Councilmember Oglesby, why are you having trouble today?
Well, as we talked in our planning meeting for the first time early this week, I definitely am comfortable with the 2,000 threshold piece of that.
Okay.
And look forward to seeing that draft and going through all the whole details. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with 2,000.
Okay.
Councilmember Stout?
Do we need to do anything other than just say,
no,
I'm on board with this?
It's just kind of a thumbs
so
up so David and I can.
We don't need to vote.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm happy to take your advice.
Okay, thank you.
And your advice.
Okay.
Mr. Linehan.
So, time to move on to the comp plan?
To the comp plan.
So, yeah. So Ms. Kincaid is going to present the information on the comp plan.
Yes, and Chair McCain apologizes for not being here this evening, and I also apologize for not having. So I had this like this grand moment planned that we would have the comp plan all in its final draft glory for you with a transmittal letter, and we were going to hand it off. However, I ran into Microsoft Word editing and formatting problems, and I battled that for 2 days. We will have that transmittal from the official transmittal from the Planning Commission with the draft plan for you to pick up on Wednesday. We'll also have a link for those of you that would prefer to have it loaded electronically. So on Wednesday, we'll have that. But I would like to take a few minutes just to sort of talk about the update and where we are, what happens next. So the planning committee is going to be reviewing this draft plan over the next couple of months. They're going to be meeting twice a month and picking through a couple chapters at a time. And that will allow, I think, probably a nice discussion when it comes before you. We had originally wanted to bring this in December with the hope that we could have it adopted, you know, at the end of the year. We're going to be looking more at January for doing that. We have, in addition to wanting to have the committee review it and have some input, we have a 60-day comment period with the Department of Commerce that will coincide with somewhere around December, middle of December, when we'll have their comments on the draft plan. We need to do SEPA, so there'll be a comment period associated with the SEPA that we'll put out there. So what I'm kind of wanting to roll in is when you get, you know, to start your public process here at the council on this draft plan, that we've heard from Commerce, we've heard from folks on the SEPA, your planning committee has had a chance to sort of weigh in and think about it, and so that it'll be, we'll have, hopefully be able to really have a good discussion and have any questions that you may have been addressed. And also, the other component of this is the Puget Sound Regional Council, the PSRC. We did initiate discussion with PSRC last week. They have the authority to certify our plan, and they don't certify it until after it's adopted. When I spoke to the woman at PSRC, she said the target for us to be done is March, because then we'll be eligible. March of 2019, we'll begin to be eligible for the funding for transportation dollars. So I think we're aligned pretty well for that. That talk went well. She didn't have a lot of, this was an informal discussion, and then she'll send out written notes. We looked, she was, you know, pretty pleased with what she had reviewed so far. Of course, there are still questions lingering about the reconciliation of the PSRC's population, jobs, employment numbers that that they have in their model. They last updated their model in 2014. Our consultants were working with PSRC in 2015, and we got some new numbers that recognized the master plan developments, but those were sort of informal. So this isn't a surprise that we have to make sure that PSRC acknowledges, even though they won't be updating their model and having our numbers, you know, in their planning documents until much later. We need to have that, them recognize the fact that our comprehensive plan has got numbers that are much higher due to those developments than they had originally anticipated for growth and development in our city. So that's where we're at. Again, the planning committee will be looking at and reviewing. We'll be getting SEPA out, so you'll probably see a SEPA and comment period, and that's what that's all about, and this is just all part of this process. But by January, I would anticipate that you would have everything to be able to start your public process on the adoption. Any questions?
Councilmember Edelman.
I just have a comment. Thank you. Oh. This has been 4 years in making. Yeah. I mean, we have just been stagnant for so long, and if it wasn't for you coming back, we would still be treading water. So thank you. It's really nice to see our city getting back to the way it's supposed to be. You don't feel that there's any repercussions from PSRC or Commerce or anybody because we're...
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. No, I don't think so. I think there are other cities that are in the same boat, and they're all pretty happy that we're getting it done, of course.
Yeah.
So, and it's a good product. So we didn't just throw spaghetti out there and just hope that it would stick. We really took a lot of time and put a lot of thought into this document, and they can see that. So they're appreciative of that.
Well, and I think the Planning Commission, too, they really stepped up and did
yes,
their job.
They did.
And I think that's really great. So what we're going to get as a council is a really good document.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And thank you. I certainly enjoy being here.
We're glad.
Any more comments? Well, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
So do we have any committee reports, or I'm sorry, department reports? Did you have a report, Kevin?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Today was the great shakeout, and I apologize that I didn't call the council members today. I got really wrapped up. We played a little longer than we thought we were going to do with some of our stuff today. Brenda, did you
Brenda
call?
I
was able to make a few calls out, yes.
Okay. It was well. All the departments participated, and sometimes people don't want to. They'll like it, so it's break time. I'm not going to get under my desk, but the report came back. Everybody participated. It went well. And then after we did that this morning, I talked to Dan yesterday about, since we have the new guys in Public Works, that we probably, need to start doing some training along those lines with them, because Ken and Jason, you could kind of just count on them showing up and being able to wander around in the middle of the night and know where everything's at, and these guys don't. And so we went over to the shop today, and Dan ran through the water system and the priorities of water, sewer, in the event of the big one. Some things like, water is going to be our primary resource, and we're going to want to shut, if we have to, which we don't want to have to, but if we have to, shut everything down and hold water in the tank. If that means at the worst extreme people having to come up there and get buckets of water, then so be it. But, we hope that never happens. And then, so while we were there today, too, I said, okay. I says, time out. It's now 10 o'clock at night, and Jesse, you just showed up. I can't see a thing here at the shop. Get some lights going here. Get the generator going. And they're like, oh. And Dan's kind of smiling at me, like, because he hasn't trained them on that yet. And so we went through that, got the generators running at the shop and switched everything over and tried everything out to make sure that we'd have some power over there. Because in years past before that generator, I've been up there trying to help them at night with a little flashlight this big, trying to get the sander going and things like that in the middle of the night, and it didn't work too good. So anyway, great success. Sorry that I didn't call the council. I did call the mayor, so if it was a real emergency, the mayor would notify you guys as to what's going on.
Imagine we'd be all underneath our desk.
And you'll probably be heading to the EOC or something. Anyway, thank you.
Thanks. Usually the fire department comes, but they didn't come today, but we are going to have another ad hoc committee meeting to talk about some of the things that we talked about in the work study and the conversation that we had at the last meeting. So that's going to be November 19th. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I was just checking. I think we said it was the 19th. Yep.
So anyway, we're looking forward to having a discussion about moving forward with the fire station and what it looks like having a study and when we should do that, when are the appropriate time to do it. So I met with Covington, Maple Valley, and the police and their city managers about organizing a homeless count in conjunction with New Life Church and Maple Valley City Hall sometime next year. So we're going to be moving forward with talking about doing that with our police chiefs and the three cities. On Tuesday, I attended a skateboard South County Area Transportation Board and King County Metro Rapid Ride gave a presentation. We do not have Rapid Ride in Black Diamond. And about e-bikes, and specifically the company called Lime that has e-bikes in Seattle and some of the cities we're talking about, especially SeaTac, about finding the bikes everywhere in their neighborhood because they just abandoned them. And then you have a little app on your phone that you can activate them. And so they found out the city of Seattle was actually getting a very large license fee from these people because that's basically where they are initiated from, and a very large insurance policy, $3 million insurance policy, which is a little bit above what average in the industry is. And so SeaTac thought, well, why don't we do that? Well, they refused to even communicate with them. They wouldn't return their calls. They don't care about SeaTac or any other city. And so it was suggested by King County that they maybe band together as a pool and try to work for all the cities in that area. So it was a very interesting discussion about motorized scooters and e-bikes and how in a city like Seattle where there's a lot of steep hills, it helps to get up the hills without having to pedal really hard. And the batteries last fairly well, so it was an interesting discussion. And then on the same day, I went to the museum after that and met with 4Culture at the Historical Museum and found out what kind of grants they have available for museums. And so it was an interesting discussion with them. And they were there from like 10 o'clock in the morning till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So they met with several other council members and some other people from the public that knew they were going to be there. And then I went to the town hall meeting on Tuesday night at Lake Wilderness Lodge with a presentation of the Green River, the president of the Green River College, and how they can better serve and connect to our communities. And it was really quite interesting. And I volunteered that they could have a campus in Black Diamond, that we would really like to have one. And then the mayor, Sean Kelly, of Maple Valley said, who invited her? I think we all got an invitation, but anyway, it was kind of funny because they want a campus in Maple Valley, so that was a little bit of trade-off. But so anyway, that's all I had for my report, and now I don't know who's first. Usually I remember, but I'm going to start with Councilmember Stout.
Okay, we'll be short. On the 9th, I went to the public works meeting, only had been canceled. So I was really proud of myself for showing up, looking at my watch. But I did have an opportunity to meet with the mayor, and we discussed just some things that I've been thinking about as a council member. Kind of, I've gotten my feet under me a little bit, and I kind of have an idea a little bit better of what I'm supposed to be doing, and the mayor was able to fill me in on some things that I just had some questions about. And then at the same time, we had kind of an impromptu, like crash into him in the hallway meeting with Kevin Esping. I've really been curious about what our responsibilities are as council members in the event of an emergency, a disaster, or, you know, something that goes on in the city. You know, what are our responsibilities? And the mayor brought up the topic of having Kevin do a presentation to the council so that we could just kind of get an understanding of what the emergency management is in the city. So I think that's going to be coming up on a calendar at some point soon. On the 11th, I went to the Finance Committee meeting to do the regular thing that we usually do, go over the vouchers and expenditures, and May Miller always has some projections for us about what's coming up. And then also the town hall meeting that evening where we had some good discussions with some community members. And that's my report.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
Yeah, so we've had a couple work studies. We had the town hall. What do we call that committee?
Planning
committee. The council planning committee met for the first time. We threw some good things around and discussed that. And then I went and met with Andy, kind of did a drive through of the new plats that we're looking at and talked about that and some of the commercial space and stuff like that and bounced the deals back and forth across each other. It's kind of interesting to see, you know, how much thought is actually put into the process of all that and, you know, from little things like sorting dirt on site so we don't have to have it trucked in to chipping stuff way up in the back corner so people don't have to hear it because it's surrounded, right? So, and they've got a whole bunch of really big rocks in the back alley back there. Huge rocks that are just amazing. Makes the rocks that I've dug out of my garden that are only this big seem like pebbles. So, these things are the size of a house. So, but it was good to see the new plat that we'll be looking at. I think it's next month that'll come up for approval. Talk with Andy about kind of future steps and stuff like that. So, and Kevin, I'm going to be probably talking to you about the emergency stuff. It's funny because I'm in Maple Valley ARES group, and I don't remember hearing anything about doing anything for the shakeout. So, well, maybe it was just me. I didn't get the email. I don't know. But I didn't have my radio on today, so I didn't hear anything about it. So, I think that's it.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Yes, I attended the Black Diamond Harvest Moon event back on the 6th. I guess it hasn't been that long since we've had last meeting. Gosh, time flies. Great event, volunteer every single year, good turnout, just a great time to meet with community residents and just raise money for our community center, which it needs it. It serves a lot of our just low-income families and so it was really nice to be a part of that and volunteer. Like everybody else, work studies, all that fun stuff. Really nice to meet and do our first planning committee meeting with you and Chris. That was a good discussion. We kind of discussed just the introduction and the purpose of the planning committee, what our jobs are, what we're doing on it. Sounds like my homework just increased 100%, which is exciting, I think. We talked about the comprehensive plan, we talked about the business license servicing like what we talked today on the council, and just talked about a lot of code enforcements and what that'll look like as we move forward with the comprehensive plan and stuff like that. So yes, we have our work cut out for us before March, right?
Right.
Before March. So yes, gonna be very, very busy for the next couple months.
Councilmember Edelman.
Okay. I also did the work study town hall. I want to make a comment, though, because we had this big discussion about level of service of the fire department versus annexing into the actual district and all of that kind of stuff. The only way the level of service is going to increase is by building the fire station, equipping the fire station, And that's all on Oak Point at this point. And then at the point that that's ready to go, then it's incumbent upon the city staff, the mayor, and the council to make sure that we have budget to have the manpower that's required for that fire station. So my personal opinion is we can annex or not annex. What really matters is level of service. These folks that live up here need a fire station. They need something that's working to respond to the emergencies that we have. So then I also went down to the museum and participated in the Four Culture event that was there. It was very interesting to see. These people are terrific because we're in a small town. The folks that are working in the museum are not grant writers, even if some of them have taken some training. That's an art, and what they've actually volunteered is that we, the museum folks, draft your grant, send it to them with enough lead time. They'll wordsmith it and maybe make it a better product, and we'll have access to more grant money coming in. They also talked about getting a grant to actually re-side the whole west side of the building and then repaint the entire thing. So when I was there for that hour or so, it was just a really good conversation with these folks. Then on the 10th, I went to the Public Issues Committee meeting, you know, part of the Sound Cities Association, and I apologize. I, too, was having computer issues today. There is one of the items in our agenda last week that we're going to have to vote on probably next month, so I want to give you guys a heads up on it. It's a Regional Affordable Housing Task Force, and it was about a 15-page section out of my entire PIC packet. And so, bless its pointed little head, I couldn't get it to print from this computer to my printer, so I emailed it to myself so I could use my desktop, and then I ran out of time. So I will work on that tomorrow. I may have you come visit me.
Yes, I'm just looking my way.
No, I'm not. I'll figure it out one way or the other. The other thing is Tammy and I did a really quick trip to Chelan. I left yesterday, came back this morning. It was beautiful. The RMSA, who is our insurance pool for the city, had their annual dinner. And as a part of that, they had a speaker who was just phenomenal. His name was Jason Russell, and he's from an organization called Firestorm Solutions, LLC. Used to be part of the Secret Service. He's been a police officer in all sorts of capacities his career. His whole presentation was connect the dots before that active shooter comes in, and then after the fact you're going, oh yeah. And they had a whole list of personality traits that kind of gave me pause, because there's one that I saw up there that I've actually used. But it's really interesting because you can see, you know, we all know people that are fine, but you really don't quite know what's triggering a problem. And it was just a phenomenal discussion. So I was really sad he was going to talk again this afternoon, but I had to come home. So in addition to that, the City of Black Diamond was given an award. And so what we have is supposed to be a liability claims experience. Ours dropped by at least 2%. Unfortunately, they have a typo, so we're going to have to get a new one. But anyway, we have a new little plaque to put up on our wall. So I will give this to you, Mayor. Or Brenda.
Brenda.
Don't do anything yet, though, because there's no... I mean,
you and I.
It's liability. Yeah. Liability is how I figured out you could pronounce it. So anyway, it was a great time. And it was nice to see it. There's a lot of cities that got awards. Leanne Geyer was there from Pacific. They got an award too. So people are working hard to reduce their insurance liabilities. So.
And I had been requested to come to the meeting, but I had union negotiations yesterday, so I couldn't go. So I had asked Janie, and and Tammy if they would go and represent the city so somebody could accept the award.
And the really important part is I got to see my little grandsons for half an hour. Anyway, that's all I have.
Do we have an attorney report?
Not this week, Mayor.
So it's time for public comments. If you wish to address the council, please come up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Seeing no one, we will close this public comment session. We don't have an executive session, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.